Thanks for listening to D-Mac and I on the Drive. Derek Wolf here for Great Range Premium Bison, my choice for sustainable, delicious, and healthy meat. It's available at local grocery and club stores, or you can order online at Amazon.com. Learn more at GreatRangeBison.com.
Leading off with a big story of the day, here's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
Do you know Joel Klatt at all?
A little bit, yeah.
Joel's such a great guy, man. I'm texting back and forth with Joel a bit because I'm asking about. Nobody knows college football and has a better grasp on things, in my opinion, in America than Joel. So I really trust Joel.
And, there's something I want to talk about.
Well, let me just tell you about Joel real quick. I didn't know that Lincoln Riley's got like $100+ million guaranteed deal.
And a private jet.
All sorts of stuff. However, talking to Joel a little bit, he does say Sean Payton would work with Caleb Williams. Said it, and he knows both. So, okay. And then Joel's funny. He's like, if I knew that these college football coaches were going to make $70 million+ guaranteed deals, I'd rethink my life. I'm like, maybe you can get a job at School of Mines and, go from there.
I mean, he got a private jet.
Joel's the best.
He uses whenever he wants to. Right,
so I'll back off of the whole Lincoln Riley thing. I'm sorry. What do you get? He got a what? What do you get?
He got a private jet that he gets to use whenever.
Okay. All right. And he's got $100 million. He gets to live in Southern California.
And they paid for his house.
And they paid for his house.
And they gave him bonus. They gave him $500,000 over asking on both of his houses.
All right.
So he made a $1 million bonus there.
Why would he come coach for the Broncos, despite his love for possibly Caleb Williams? Well, all right. I'll move on quickly from Lincoln Riley. It just looks ridiculous. So, okay, fine. But I'm not giving up on Caleb Williams then. And maybe
Sean Payton.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to have to give Sean Payton something spicy.
Okay.
But that's great because that doesn't hit the cap. That comes out of their pocket, the owner's pocket. So open up that checkbook.
If Joel says, and if smart football people like Joel say, Sean Payton could work with Caleb Williams, my plan still holds. You know what I would do too, Derek? I would do an interim coach. I wouldn't even put Sean Payton maybe in that situation. I'd still try to get him. I don't know if he'd want to just tank out. It'd be tricky.
Would you put in there? Because it's going to be a dumpster fire.
You could, as an interim coach, you could put almost anybody in there. You just label them interim coach. It's been done before. There have been guys in a variety of pro sports that just have the interim label. Doesn't happen often, but it's happened before. And you go through a year as an interim coach.
Okay, this leads me into what I wanted to talk about.
Go ahead.
I want to talk about Russell Wilson and his legacy.
Okay.
How much does he care about his legacy? How important is it to him?
Well, let me ask you this. What's the difference between legacy and brand?
It's about the same.
Well, I think he cares a lot about his brand. So if you're telling me brand, I got to think about that for
a second.
Because
he's mentioned things like, Tom Brady and... He's put his name in there.
It's easy to say it. It's another thing to actually do it.
Well, do you think that he's tainting his legacy? Like, I'm talking about really, because he's already they booted him out of Seattle. They didn't want him. Mm-hmm. Right. They gave him away. They got a great deal for him. Mm-hmm. Right. But they've been trying to do that for a while. So he has his legacy there is not in my opinion, the Legion of Boom has the legacy for those Super Bowls.
Let me answer your question with a question. I'm watching a documentary on HBO about Shaquille O'Neal. And Shaquille had gone 9 years, something like that, Derek, without winning a championship, although he was regarded as the greatest of all time. They needed to get a coach to win, so he goes to Montana. Shaquille O'Neal tells this story to see Phil Jackson. And Phil Jackson says, there's a log. Swim that log across to that island over there. And Shaquille O'Neal gets in the water and takes a log and swims over to the island and swims back with the log, okay? And Phil Jackson wanted to say, I want to know what your level of dedication is. And Shaquille O'Neal said that the one thing that Phil Jackson asked him to do was give up all the other garbage, the rap career, the movies, all this other stuff. It was a question of, do you really want this or not? Peyton Manning could have easily just retired. He had plenty of money, plenty of legacy, plenty of everything. His desire to win... made him do crazy rehab things in order to do it. Tom Brady is proving things left and right. What you're asking me is, does Russell Wilson have that same sort of desire in terms of legacy? And I just don't know. I don't know. I think he wants a great brand. I think he has other things he wants to do in his life after football. But I don't know if he's going to define himself just with football. So I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, even if he does, I know he does care about his brand. This will destroy his brand as well. Not only his legacy, but his brand will be destroyed.
He's destroying it. Yeah, he's a joke right now.
And that's what I'm saying. You bring in some just random coach and just tank for the next 2-3 years, it's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad for him.
If Russell Wilson cared about his legacy, he would change everything. He said, when I asked him about it, what, do you want me to get up earlier? And I said, no.
I know, I remember.
No, I'm asking you, you know, what adjustment. And the reason I asked him that is because I watched Peyton Manning do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sit there and lecture Russell Wilson, but I'm asking that question because the people you emulate did it. This is the problem with those stupid press conferences. You can't just sit there and talk, but
you can't have a real conversation.
You can't, and it's just, you're trapped. What else are you going to do? But his answer to me was disturbing because he thinks that everything he's done is fine. I never get nervous. I got Wolverine blood. I wake up the earliest. I do this, I do that. And likely, Derek, from what he wants to control everything.
Yeah.
That's not being concerned about your brand or your legacy. That's just being kind of a narcissist. That's just wanting control. And that's what you lacked in Seattle because they wouldn't give you that.
Yeah, they wouldn't give him that control.
So what are you hearing about Russ?
I'm hearing that he has all the control. He's the one making the choices. He had a lot to do with the draft choices. He had a lot to do with the starting offensive line, who those guys were going to be. He has a lot to do with the play calling and audibling out of what was actually called. I heard that, you know, what Tyler Plumbus said. I heard that the Seahawks definitely knew what calls he was making. That teams are, he's, and I've been saying how predictable they look. And it's pretty clear that the defense knows what's coming.
Is that still going on?
I think that they've made their call. I think their calls are super easy to pick up on.
So they've adjusted, but they've modified it to a simplistic degree where it's easy to figure out.
Yeah, and they almost have had to do that because of how many guys have interchanged, offensive line-wise and running backs and receivers. You know, it's hard to keep the same language as far as keeping it, like, complicated when you have all these different guys, these interchangeable players coming in and out. It's hard to keep it complicated. So it almost has to be simple.
If he cared about his legacy, he'd make some serious changes. He would change almost everything if he really cared about his legacy.
Or he would give up power.
Well, that's it. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know what? I have so much admiration for Peyton Manning. When I saw Peyton Manning practicing handoffs in his last year with the Broncos without anybody around him, Derek, it was wild. I'm just watching Peyton Manning doing, like, ghost handoffs.
Yeah, but I've seen Russell Wilson do stuff like that, too.
I'm talking about change. I'm talking about the willingness to change. I was watching Peyton Manning, one of the greatest of all time, be willing to go along with the change presented. I'm not just saying, is he willing to work hard? I don't know.
He was willing to do whatever it took to win.
That's right. And I don't know what the answer to that question is with Russell Wilson. If he's already doing these things, fine. He may have already been doing these things. But what is he willing to do to change? And frankly, if he doesn't have somebody that he's going to follow and trust in terms of coaches, it doesn't matter, Derek. Because he's been put in the position where he's the head coach. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, he is.
And you know what, man? It kind of is what Peyton was, right? I mean,
if you watch when Mike Purcell comes off that field, totally bypasses Hackett. Hackett says nothing.
Yeah.
Russ is the one to say something, so he yells back at Russ. I bet if Hackett would have said something to him, he probably would have started yelling at him too. You know what I'm saying? It was just in that moment he was fired up, so maybe Russ is viewed as the head coach.
I think he is, and I think that
he is the guy.
Listen, man, it is hard to be a teammate with your boss.
Mm.
It's a weird...
You can't trust him.
It's a weird dynamic,
man. You can't really trust him, right? It's
right.
Like,
you got an office in the building?
It's a different dynamic. You've literally been treated differently and, like, above everybody else.
Nobody thought Tebow was their boss. But, dude, he did so many things to, like, separate himself. I mean, I look back on Tebow.
He was anointed.
Well, he bought a house in Cherry Hills and lived with his brother Robbie, who wore a scarf as his date to NFL honors. I mean, take your mom. Took Robbie. Derek, it was just like way out of whack.
Yeah.
Way out of whack. And then you got a guy like Gordon who's just, you know, spitting chew and drinking beers. Plummer was the same way. And Peyton was, for the most part, he was. Although he's always, you know, he's always Peyton Manning. But more or less, he was the
he's
same
one of the
type.
Guys, man.
Yeah.
Peyton's one of the guys.
And so was Trevor Siemian. So was Brock Osweiler. It doesn't always work out. I mean, you can be one of the guys and suck. You know, the guys will still like you. But I'm looking at CU in terms of what they're doing and shaking things up and making some hard decisions. And I'm looking at the excitement. Jake Shapiro from DenverFan.com has been in the middle of all of it. In the past 48 hours, it has been a culture shift. Am I right?
Yeah, they've let go of every single assistant on staff except for one, Darian Hagan, legendary quarterback from the University of Colorado. The names we're looking at right now in Boulder is Sean Lewis, the former head coach of Akron, who was the head coach of Akron yesterday, leaving that position to be the OC at Colorado. Tim Brewster, former tight ends coach of the Broncos. Willie Taggart, not on staff yet, but visited Boulder.
Are you talking about Kent State? Is it Akron?
Kent State, I think.
Kent State.
Come on. Man. I get Kent State and Akron confused. I'm sorry.
Do you?
Not my part of the country.
Disrespectful.
Not my part of the country.
These are Division One. These are MAC teams.
They are
Division
MAC
One teams.
They're Wednesday night football.
That's like me being like, oh, he went to CSU, right? Oh no. Oh, it was CU. Okay.
It's wow. CU, CSU.
Blow it off.
Nah.
You know, you stepped on an Ohio landmine right there.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Sorry. I'm watching the Nuggets and the Avalanche on Wednesday nights. Not the Mac.
Don't make excuses for yourself.
Wow.
Just apologize to Mr. Ohio over here and we can move on.
I'm sorry. I'm sure Ohio's a lovely place.
A lot of good football players out of there. A lot more than from Colorado, I'll tell you that.
A lot of people that scare me when I'm coming out of the bathroom here at Bonneville.
He came walking out there.
Sounds like
him.
A conversation for HR.
You know, I walked out of the bathroom the other day and I literally ran into Derek and I'm like, oh my God, he is so big.
There's a that's what she said joke in there.
I wasn't going to be the one to say it.
I wasn't even going there.
I wanted to say it so bad. I'm just saying it's there. I'm not saying it, though.
Like Michael Scott over here, just dying to say it.
What else happened with CU today?
So we still have not heard word yet, but there's supposedly a couple 5-stars coming into Boulder, transferring the top kid from last year who spurred Alabama, spurred Georgia, spurred Florida State. His name's Travis Hunter.
Yes.
He may be headed to Boulder. He has not officially transferred yet, but he did say on his Twitch stream that he's coming to Boulder. The thought is that they're waiting until after the Celebration Bowl, which is a week from Saturday.
That makes sense.
Yeah, before they transfer away from Jackson State. Like, Deion Sanders announced his son as the starting quarterback, has not yet officially transferred.
Yeah, because what, like, if they announce, can they play in that game? Maybe the answer is no.
No, they can't.
Okay, so they listen, man, they've earned that opportunity.
Correct.
And good for them. And Deion's going to coach in that game, right?
Yes, Deion's coaching in that game. We may see Deion and hear from Deion later this week. There's thoughts that he might be back in Boulder. Right now, it's kind of the assistants running the show up there. Again, Darian Hagan's the only one left on staff, so it's Darian Hagan running things in Rick George, and then the assistant team that he's putting in place. The other interesting name, Sammy Watkins, former Clemson receiver, been in the NFL for years. His younger cousin is a 5-star recruit, Under Armour All-American. He's supposedly headed up to Boulder. So there's a couple big, big name high school partners.
Jordan Hall.
Who's that?
Offensive tackle from Columbus, Ohio.
There you go. We're getting kids.
He said he's part of that Louis luggage he was talking about. That's what he said.
And Colorado has not gotten kids from places like Ohio in a long, long time. And you said Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer, not officially on staff yet, but another name being thrown out there, thought to be on CU staff. So the Buffs are going out and getting former NFL head coaches, former Power 5 level college coaches, and very, very famous assistants to join this.
Where's the money coming from?
There's thought that this might be from the cannabis arena because
really?
There is somebody on the Board of Regents that is tied in there who's on the new Board of Regents. I know from an administration standpoint,
That would be the most Colorado thing of all time, that they reinvent their football team, Derek, in Colorado with significant money from the cannabis industry. Can you seriously get more Colorado than that?
Well, and one of the transfers coming in is named Smoke Bowie. So think of the NIL stuff there.
Oh, God. That is wild. I did not know that.
So that's the thought. I mean, we're all trying to trace the money right now.
Right.
They did supposedly sell about $2 million worth of season tickets within the last couple hours here, last 24, 48 hours, mm-hmm. which is crazy. They won one game last year, just a reminder.
I know.
And the university president, Todd Salomon, who I talked to for 104.3 The Fan the other day,
mm-hmm.
He talked about the University of Colorado and treating their football team like the front porch as the way they want to talk about their university throughout the state, and they haven't had that ability to just have a casual conversation about their university with people for a long time. So this is from the administration, the Board of Regents, down to reinvent Colorado football in the athletic department, to actually invest in it, which the athletic department has not been invested in by the administration for a long, long time.
Yeah, because guess what? A good football team, guess what that brings? More money.
That's when all those buildings on campus right now were built in the 1990s and early 2000s.
How many Jackson State players are theoretically Louis Luggage?
I would say right now I'd put the over-under at like 6.5. I would see 6-7 guys coming. The real question right now is how many people on Colorado's current team are going to be on that team next year.
Well, I'm saying there's a lot of decommits going on right now.
They told every single kid that was supposed to come in from the class that they no longer are honoring that scholarship.
How many was that? 20-something?
20 kids. 20 kids they lost their scholarship.
20 kids, you're out.
2 weeks before signing day.
Probably 2- and 3-star recruits.
A couple of them. Most of them were 3-4 stars. A lot of them were 3 stars. So, yeah, you're right. And they're going to lose a lot of the kids on their current roster. If you looked at the video of Deion Sanders talking to the team's like only 40 guys at this point because so many guys left.
I noticed that, yeah.
The one guy that they're really trying to keep around and Deion wants, I've heard there's been conversations, is Jordan Tyson, who just got named to the Pac-12 All-Freshman team, led the team in receiving yards, only played like 4 games before he got hurt. So you're going to see basically...
He still led the team in receiving yards.
Yeah. You're basically going to see an entirely
new
team.
So that tells you everything you need to know. You've got to get them out of there, man. Get them somewhere where they're going to excel.
And you saw the clip, I know you did, Derek, of Deion talking to the team. I'm sure much worse is said normally in team meetings. Okay.
See,
yeah.
I'm just waiting for CU Jake to say, hey, there probably is a spot for them at CSU. But you're withholding that snarky comment.
Or Wyoming.
University of Northern Colorado is going to have a new head coach.
There could be opportunities there.
Yeah.
Go Bears. All right, I did see a great video. So Deion goes in and tells all the kids, basically, you're out of there. And he goes, I don't wear hats. And then there's a video in one of the upper rows of a kid taking his hat off. And I just saw some merry pranksters on Twitter, you know, kind of poking fun at that kid for taking his hat off, like, at that particular moment. He's an offensive lineman.
He did the right thing.
And he is defending himself on social media saying exactly that. And I wish I actually knew the kid's name. I'm sorry.
Was he supposed to sit there and be like, yeah, I'm wearing my hat no matter what?
That's right. He's getting a lot of praise for the right reasons. In fact, I was amazed anybody wearing a hat continued to wear a hat.
I know.
When the coach just said, we're going to have meetings and we're not going to wear hats. And also, by the way, taking off your hat and having, you know, a pen and a piece of paper or whatever, it's very standard. It's not, you know, thing.
I choked a teammate one time in Cincinnati.
I'm sure that wasn't allowed.
I mean, it wasn't. Yeah, but it wasn't really that frowned upon.
You were really.
You deserved
player.
It.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders was wearing a hat while he was telling everyone not to wear a hat, by the way.
I get it. But the kid, and I don't know his name, but I want to give him props. He had the common sense when a coach, teacher, whatever, tells you something and you're currently not doing it, and they tell you something, you just do it. Now, not all the kids were wearing hats. Not all the kids could do it. But he had the common sense to actually do it. And I give him props, man. You know, talk about a coachable moment, a teachable moment. Guy, who are the kids that didn't take their hats off?
Almost everyone on the team, because it's 30 degrees out and they're all wearing winter hats and it's cold up there.
Take your damn hat off. You're inside.
You're inside.
Okay. This is the thing with Deion, and
that sounds like
different.
That was the word. The soft. That's the problem with CU. They're soft.
It's Boulder, Colorado, guys.
What? Okay. It's 60 degrees most of the time.
It's Boulder, Colorado. Guys are wearing hats. I grew up wearing a hat everywhere I went. Parents would tell me not to wear hats in the house. I'd say screw that. I'm wearing my hat. It's Boulder,
well,
man.
That's why.
Look, that's what nobody's asking you to be.
That's what's
team.
Wrong. That's what's wrong with the generation.
We get it, Jake. We
nobody's
understand.
Nobody's okay. Getting spanked anymore.
As much as we like Jake, he forced the family to watch soccer instead of football on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The dad's a Liverpool fan.
Spoiled kid from Boulder. Congratulations.
It was crickets after that comment.
Gen Z.
All right, Scrappy Jr. over here, I guess.
All right, Jake.
I'm just messing with you, Jake.
Any other walk-off moments? He'll never come back, Derek.
I know.
He's a great reporter.
I know. He's like, I'm never coming back here. He's going to be fun of the whole time.
He's wearing a hat inside.
You know how sensitive these kids are these days.
You know.
He's not a kid.
I know. I'm just messing with
him. He's like the same age as you.
I know.
I might be half your size, but I'm not half your age.
Okay. Hey, hold on. Look at you right now, Derek. You got a hat on his side.
So?
Oh, we don't have any rules here. You wear
okay. Sorry.
You wear whatever you damn please.
Yeah. Somebody comes in here and says, no hats in the building. All right.
Are you kidding?
If Raj came in here and said no hats.
I mean, what, are you going to find me?
All right, this has gone off the rails right here. We appreciate it.
I'm not a college kid hoping I get to keep my scholarship.
What are you ready for DenverPen.com?
My colleague Will Peterson just wrote a story about the assistant staffs up at CU. I actually just wrote about not prime time, but slime time. The Denver Broncos are going to be playing on Nickelodeon on Christmas Day. Right. That's fun. If anyone scores a touchdown, they'll shoot off the slime cannons.
You know who the quarterback's going to be?
Baker Mayfield?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jake. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, guys.
Jake Shapiro from DenverFan.com.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at GreatRangeBison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.
Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac.
Take me down to the Paradise City. Dude, I think you just scared Jake Shapiro. Hopefully he's okay.
He's fine.
The Mile High Hoops podcast is presented by Superbook Sports. Zach Bye digs in on the latest in Denver basketball. It's available at DenverFan.com or anywhere you get your podcasts. Tonight, the Nuggets are hosting the Mavericks, and the Mavs have been...
I'll be there.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
All right, right on.
Oh, man, the fan is going to be well represented.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know, just, you know, give me a wave.
I'll be sitting in those seats. My wife and I will be sitting in them seats on the floor.
Get out of here.
You got the ones on the side.
You're going to be in the Kroenke seats?
No.
Oh, okay.
No thanks.
Are you gonna be in the upper deck 300s?
Up in the suite, yeah.
Oh, you're gonna be in a suite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's not. Yeah, okay. Whose suite are you gonna be in?
Revitalized.
Nice.
Revitalized Health Suite.
Very nice. Family or no family?
My wife and I, and then we're taking my oldest, and then Rock. Right, it's just too late for Rock.
3-year-old, yeah. Get a babysitter.
Will John, Joe, and James be there?
They won't be there. John, Joe, and James will not be there.
Will you be hanging out with the Jokic brothers?
I texted him, and he was like, I can't go tonight, man. I was like, no way. Wait, what are the chances?
The Jokic brothers aren't going?
Yeah. I'm just like,
what do you mean he can't go? What else
he said he can't make it tonight. He's got something to do.
What?
I don't know. I didn't ask him that.
What does that guy... Wait a second. He does something that would prevent him from doing that?
I guess.
Wow. Well, yeah, I'm really curious right now. I wonder what that could be.
If I see him down there, it's going to be a problem.
You can't miss him. They sit in the same seats. I mean, they occupy the same space. Oh, that's really interesting. I'm pretty surprised by that because Luca's here in town, and they're all buds. They all competitive countries, but they're all pals. And, well, all right, right on. Well, late start TNT game. Which is, of course, good and bad because it's a late start, but should be some fun action. Let's see if the Nuggets can't keep it together. Derek didn't scare him off. He just called him out on being wrong because now you guys use dopey experts. Wow, that is the piling on.
I mean, come on. Thinking to gang up on him.
All right. Sean Payton. All right, so I have not heard this. Sean Payton... about going to the lottery system. So, you know, this is a weird situation for Sean Payton because He is a hot candidate to come back.
The lottery system?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
What does that mean?
Let's give it a listen. Here's Sean Payton.
At some point, we're going to move to a lottery system in the NFL. Because this is a player that possibly does that where...
Oh, I get it here. Okay, so now I understand. They're talking about Caleb Williams. I'll frame it better here. So they're talking about Caleb Williams, and he's saying you got to avoid teams tanking. Because that is exactly what I'm proposing today. 1,000% that's what I'm proposing.
It's bad for the league.
And you can see how the Broncos would do it. They would cut bait with Russ. Dalton Risner would get no new contract. Nobody would get a new contract.
No.
It'd be low-budget football. This has happened before. It happened during the...
The Dolphins did it.
The Panthers did it. Teams in that uncapped year, you thought teams would go crazy. They did the exact opposite. Because there was no floor, they just went as low budget as they could. So it has been done before. You can make the argument the Texans are doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
How much do they actually care about winning right now?
They don't.
Right. So he's talking about Caleb Williams is so unique. He's who I want the Broncos to go after. He's who I want them to shape their future around. But you got to avoid tanking.
At some point, we're going to move to a lottery system in the NFL. Because this is a player that possibly does that, where at the end of the season, here you are in week, call it 14, 12, and clubs begin to lose to try to put themselves in that position. That's not been a problem to date with our league.
Well, that's exactly what I want the Broncos to do next year.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets screwed it up when they were trying to get Trevor Lawrence. They won a couple games.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Well, that's what happens, man. You have players. Listen, the team might be tanking, but players are still trying to earn contracts.
Correct. Because
the money's not guaranteed. So you got to earn contracts and hit those bonuses and all that other stuff. And you're auditioning for every other team.
Right.
Every time you step on that field.
Yeah, the players and coaches are not on the tanking train. They never will.
No.
So to me, there really is no such thing. What you have to do as an ownership or a general manager, you've just got to set up a situation where you become CU going against Utah. Like, you can try as hard as you want, and you're going to lose. You have to get to which is wild to think, but you have to get to a talent deficit so bad that you are not, it's not one score games, dude. It's not like, hey, if Brandon McManus hits a 63-yarder, we win. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. You can't take that chance. Listen, I agree with them, but until they change those rules, it's tankathon time.
Yeah.
To get Caleb Williams. And, you know, I was going on about Lincoln Riley, but okay, fine. I'm talking to smart people, and okay, why would he ever do it? And I guess he wouldn't. I mean, you get $100 million.
In a private jet.
And you get to live in L.A.,
and have to pay for the house.
And you get to now.
I wouldn't want to live in
house. You now get to pay your kids. You get to pay your players in college.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard sell. Hey, come to Hollywood and be a star. Okay.
Okay.
You mean I shouldn't go to Corvallis? No, don't go to Corvallis.
Stay away from the Kardashians.
What about Tucson? Yeah, stay away from Tucson. Well, you know, maybe that's a fringe benefit. You never know.
I don't think so.
It depends what you're into. So if you want to tank out, man, give me a better solution, dude, because it ain't Russell Wilson. It's not Russell Wilson.
It's not. Why did he do it? Why did he give him that deal?
I think he gave him the deal because he doesn't have that. I don't think he's a courageous GM.
That's a pretty courageous move.
No, it's not. He capitulated to an agent. It's not courageous. It's soft. He got
bullied.
He got bullied. It's not courageous.
You think he got bullied?
Yeah, 100%.
By the agent?
They set up a deadline. Why do you think on the video, there was video of the Broncos burning the midnight oil, like some sort of imaginary deadline? Don't you remember the video? It's like, well, go back and watch it if you can find it. It's behind the scenes with the Broncos. The Broncos give it away. It was Rich Hurtado, who's the cap guy. You know, George is the GM, but the cap guy is Rich Hurtado.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one figuring out all the money, all the particulars, all the contract stuff. And the agent for Russell Wilson is Mark Rogers. And Mark Rogers was around during training camp. He was. And if you were around several days at training camp, you could see the offense sucked. And all of a sudden, there is a push, a deadline that we got to get this done by. And the Broncos broadcast it. They show you. Frankly, I was watching like, why is there even a deadline? Why do we care? Oh, okay, they got it on the deadline. We didn't know there was a deadline.
We need somebody to be courageous like DaCosta in Baltimore. Not giving Lamar a contract.
Well, okay. I mean, let's talk about it. Why are they not giving Lamar Jackson a huge contract right now?
I don't know, and I don't get it, but it's definitely interesting because...
Could it possibly be because they fear he is an injury-prone quarterback that just won't see... They will never see the value of a contract like that because he's just going to get hurt too often.
That might be it.
Is that possible?
That might be it.
Right. And that's exactly what's happening.
And I think they want to give him a big contract. They just don't want to give him the kind of contract that he's looking
for. Correct. So they're holding the line.
Yeah.
And you know what? We'll see when you play a game of chicken where it goes. But the game of chicken with George Payton and Russell
Wilson.
They
had 2 years to play that game.
Dude, it was ridiculous.
Insane. Blows my mind.
What is Russell Wilson going to do? Not play?
Yeah, he's not going to not play.
George, what was the negative side if you didn't come through with that contract right then and there? Listen, would it be tense? Yes, and this is what it is really with Russell Wilson.
Well, he would have had to earn it.
It would have been eggshells. Everybody's already walking on eggshells. And they went out of their way to make him feel as comfortable as humanly possible. And the contract was part of the deal.
Money and power is what they gave him.
And he's got it. And from what we understand, it's from parking spaces to offices to how the play's being called to who's on the field.
Yep. And who's being drafted.
And you got a coach, when asked about playing a different quarterback for a better chance to win.
Nope.
Well, he said right now.
And then he came back and was like, I didn't mean that.
Right.
I didn't mean to say right now. Sorry. Sorry, Russ.
So he admitted to a reporter.
Don't fire me.
He effed up. They're walking on eggshells around Russell Wilson. Hey, Russ, hit the skids, dude. How about that? How's that for not walking on eggshells? See ya. And I guess you got to do the post June 1st, whatchamacallit, to save yourself a couple of bucks. Just do it, dude. So what? Tank it out next year. Get in Sean Payton. And go for Caleb Williams.
Being the replacements for a couple years.
Oh, here. Well,
sitting
Derek.
On that, that's a lot of money.
Well. You'll get Caleb Williams, and then you'll build around him.
So you're going to have to – the cap hit that Russ has taken.
Yeah.
Right? And then you're going to have the dead money that you – or not dead money, but money that you have to pay the head coach to leave.
Yep.
So what is that, $20
million? I don't know, ish, yeah. Keep going. So what?
Then you have all these other players – So what, you get rid of everybody? You start trading people off for picks?
How much is 0.65 of a billion? $650 million,
yeah.
Right. Dude, they paid $4.65 billion for this team. Don't look past the 0.65.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
They'll be fine. Is Walmart going out of business tomorrow?
No.
Is it a toy? Or are you serious about it?
Yeah, that's what we're going to find out.
We're about to find out. If this thing's a toy, then yeah, you won't want to throw away money, Derek. If this is just a toy, you'll just hang on to everybody. Because why would you throw away money?
Dude, the Titans are in the lead of the AFC South.
His contract was coming up.
And they fired the GM.
John Robinson, his contract was coming up, and they were not on the same page. They did not like the depth of personnel they actually have. And they're a playoff team.
Yeah.
See ya. It's been 2 years with George Payton. He's gotten basically every decision wrong. What else do you need? This is The Drive on The Fan.
It's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes I'm a mile long, 3 inches deep. On the John Robinson thing, he did sign a new deal. So he was at the end of a contract, and they signed him to a new contract. My bad. So they signed him to a new contract in February, and at the time they said, well, he's our guy. This is the future. They did deal A.J. Brown to the Eagles, and that has not turned out well.
Nope.
And the Eagles just whooped up on the Titans, and A.J. Brown said, you know, he was happy to see that happen. And Brown, today I'm going to have to give you this whooping, he said about his approach. But I still love you. Okay. So, wow. So they signed him. Been to the playoffs 4 of his 6 years. Very good chance to go to the playoffs this year. And that's just a deal they didn't like, and they didn't like some of the other personnel moves. They didn't like a couple drafts, I guess. And they just got rid of him, despite signing him to a new deal in February. Dude.
Yeah.
That's
And here we are.
That's wild.
Doing nothing.
So I guess by logic of other people here in town, because you fired, what, a GM in the middle of the season, it'll scare away other GMs?
No. Not going to happen.
Why would Sean Payton want to come to Denver? Okay. I'm seeing... I call this assumed incompetence syndrome, Derek, when the premise from some fans, because they're nervous and they're scared about things, is that why would anything good happen to us? Like, we don't deserve it. And it's a good way to not move forward in your life, just to assume everything you do is going to fail. So why should I bother in the first place?
Can't be afraid to fail.
Assumed incompetence syndrome is a great detriment to most human beings.
Yep. Most people make that mistake.
They do. They just assume, I'm not good enough. I won't succeed.
It's too hard.
This won't happen.
Wah, wah, wah.
It's assumed incompetence
Poor
syndrome.
Me.
Kind of. And so when I see, why would Sean Payton come here? They're so terrible. Why would he be here? That's assumed incompetence syndrome right there, my man.
Nobody's going to like me. Why even go out? Why would I talk to her? She's not even going to like me.
Well, this is what trapped people from wanting the Broncos to draft a quarterback. Oh, yeah, and dating. Hey, listen, man, I've suffered from assumed incompetence syndrome quite a bit.
Confidence, man. You got to be confident.
At KBPI, we had a great contest, a great promotion. It was called Short Guy, Tall Girl Competition. And we challenged the shortest guy to try to date the tallest girl he could find. And we found this guy, Luke. And we had like five guys in the studio who were all like 5'3 and shorter. And it was it wasn't good.
No.
But there was one dude, his name was Luke. And Luke was like 5'2 and a half, but he was a good looking guy. And better than that, he had ridiculous, I mean, out of this world confidence. So we gave him a contest. We said, if you can figure out a date, we'll pay for it. And there was some sort of other prize. And we put him on the hunt to see how they would do over the weekend. On Monday morning, Luke brought in 6'2", legs for days, had to be like a model in her life, date into the studio. And it was like our jaws were just dropped.
She's a foot taller than him.
She's a foot taller than everybody. I mean, she was a foot taller than him, and they had already had a good weekend.
He wasn't afraid to fail.
He was not afraid to fail, and he just said, "This is the easiest contest of my life. I do this. I've been this height forever. What do I care?"
Yeah,
that's a her problem, and I'm not going to stay away from it. And I don't know what the hell happened to Luke, but I'm sure his life is pretty good. If you don't want to draft a quarterback in the first round because you're assuming he's going to fail or we're going to fail or our coaches aren't good enough, Derek, there you go, man. Have a nice life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're never going to succeed at anything.
Nothing.
So when George Payton looks around the room, safe, is this safe? Is this okay? Should I take a cornerback? We all agree. Safe, safe, safe.
Getting bullied by agents. Come on, man.
Getting bullied by agents. And
now we need a pit bull in there.
Now we got a coaching staff who's being bullied by their quarterback. Not bully, you know, but, you know, sort of, you know, presume, you know, it's just like it's Russ. You can't make Russ upset. It's
wild.
It's way overly
They're doing
sensitive.
Everything they can to, like, not hurt his feelings, not say anything bad about him, not criticize him.
They should cut him or move on from him or train him or whatever.
That's crazy.
Listen,
that blows my mind to even think about that.
We likely will suffer through another year of Russ.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And
definitely.
And here's what's going to be sad. Here's what's going to suck. They're going to be a little bit better. They may scrape out 7 wins next year, Derek. And then what? Another year of Russ? And, I mean, after 8 years, could the Broncos get a winning season? Maybe. I mean, could it be a miracle?
I think that the first move should be trying to get a coach in here. Let's do that.
I agree with you, but you've got to have your eyes on the next quarterback.
Well, yeah, you should always do that. That's what great organizations do.
I have just moved on from Russ. I don't think it's a dip. I think it's a decline.
I mean, I think so, too. But I think that you can get a coach in there to get him to play competent football.
What's the point, though, Ben?
What's the point? It's the money. It's the cap hit.
You got to suck it up. It wasn't Penner's decision. I mean, he did sign off on the deal, but
he did.
He didn't know what he was doing, obviously.
He got catfished, too.
He got catfished. What did he know? The field looks nice.
He's like, here's Russell. They showed him all the great stuff he's done.
Russell Wilson, man.
All the stuff
good.
He does in the community. And
Greg doesn't know crap about football. You think Greg Penner sat down and watched football film?
Maybe.
Okay, maybe he did. I don't know. I know the War Room is coming up Thursday, December 8th at Brothers Barbecue. This Thursday, Kansas City, Denver. Orlando, Nate, Noshon, Stokely, Zach, all hanging out. Caller 4 right now gets a $50 gift card to Brothers Barbecue, 303-713-1043. It's Brothers Barbecue off I-25 in Arapahoe. That's where you want to be this Thursday from noon to 2. And if nobody brings us back some barbecue, you're all bad people. 303-713-1043. Football at 4 is next.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat. For my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty, with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.